It's BFBS and the Groove Collective with Mario playing something we've been in love with for a few weeks now. Brand new single from Cabana Chamise off her debut album The Mosaic, that's Sky Blue, A New Day. And as we promised, we've got Cabana Chamise on the end of a very long telephone line from Georgia in the good old US of A. Cabana, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Mario. How are you today?
Listen, I'm fantastic. All the better for having you on the show. And we're loving this album of yours.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I'm honored.
Cabana Chamise. That's a really exotic name. Where does it come from? Where does it hail from?
It is my birth name. Cabana is my first name. And my middle name is Chamise. My aunt named me Cabana, which in Swahili means pretty girl. And my mother named me Chamise, which in French means blouse.
Okay, so the pretty girl in the blouse, yeah?
Yeah, something like that.
Cabana, you grew up in Georgia, right? And I was thinking, what is it the red clay? What is it about Georgia that springs up all this fantastic soulful talent out there?
Oh, wow, it's the collard greens and cornbread. No, from where I've come from, which is southwest Georgia, Albany, Georgia. There's a rich and very deep-rooted tradition of black sacred music, or more correctly termed, the African-American sacred music tradition. There's a huge part of who we are as a people that came out of our suffering and the oppression that we suffered, but from that was birthed a beautiful expression of music that came from our souls, telling of times when days would be better and when we would be free from the oppressive hand of slavery, when we'd be free from the oppressive hand of segregation. And from that was born just an incredible musical legacy that all, like you say, that there's such a great number of people who come from here, but we all share that same experience. So even though I'm too young to have experienced a lot of things in terms of historically what has happened in our country with our people, I am greatly influenced by the music because it is a part of our worship experience.
And of course, your faith is very important to you, and you mentioned that the whole kind of gospel tradition and the sacred music, but you come from a quite artistic family as well.
Yes, I do. My mother is a very accomplished singer, and my aunt, Dr. Bernice Johnson Reagan, is a very accomplished singer, songwriter, producer, musician, composer, and I'm very heavily influenced by her. My grandfather was a great singer. He was also a Baptist minister. Just a phenomenal string of musicians and singers in my family, or link, a chain. And it's just who I am and what I come from.
It was no accident then that you ended up at university and studied music at college.
That's right. It was from the influence and the persuasion and encouragement of my mother, who enrolled me in classical piano lessons when I was 5 and allowed me to begin playing flute when I was 8. And then I began self-teaching guitar at about 14. And so with that classical piano all through my childhood, it kind of pointed me in the direction of knowing that I was going to study music, and I went to school for a music education degree to be a band director, but I decided to go a different way and just got a degree in music, actually so I could get out of school quicker, because I decided that I wanted to pursue a recording career.
It's weird you should say that, because we were talking to Avery Sunshine, who hails from the same part of the world as you. She too went to college and studied.
That is my good friend.
See, she was awesome as well, but she told us that it was kind of difficult for her to get to grips with the whole classical music thing, coming from a whole soulful background. How's it for you?
It has a different feel to it, and it calls for a different passion. Passion is passion, but it's directed in a different way, depending on what type of music you're performing. You almost sometimes have to make a choice. So that's why on The Mosaic, I have an eclectic blend of many things. I have a very strong, classically influenced piece on there, Blessed, that is influenced from a piece by Bach. And then I have very smooth grooves to them, like Nothing Left and This Time. But you don't have to abandon either expression.
When you start talking about this particular collection of music, which is your debut album, The Mosaic, I'd like you to pick out a tune for you that means something special to